Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Chances are somewhere on your desk or your kitchen table, you've got a stack of papers about insurance. It is open enrollment period, and this can be a very daunting time trying to make some big decisions about your health insurance coverage for 2023. Here to help us sort through that from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is Rick Notter, Vice President of Individual Business there. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. This can be a pretty daunting task. What are some of the first things people need to consider as they dig into their health insurance prospects for next year?
Yeah, it can be a big deal, especially as we're all worried about the Christmas shopping right now.
Right,
yeah. We've got the other things on the list to accomplish. But there are things you need to consider, and that's why we ask people to review this every year and determine what plans might best fit their needs each year, because people's health conditions can change, their family can change, just circumstances can change. And so I think the best thing to do is first always reach out to someone that you trust that you can talk to about this, whether it's a referral with family or friends or one of our many certified agents across the state or our internal health plan advisors at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. They can help you walk through this process because it changes every year and it's not always easy to understand.
Well, and you raise a good point. What are some of the big changes for the coming year?
Well, for this year, with the Inflation Reduction Act, that has extended the subsidies, extra subsidies that are available to those in the individual insurance market, or what has often referred to as Obamacare. And that means if you don't get coverage from your workplace and you're under the age of 65, you can get health insurance through this Affordable Care Act. And these advanced and extended subsidies mean that you may qualify for assistance in paying the premiums each month. And it's important that people take advantage of that because health insurance can get expensive. And so that's often based on your family size, your annual income, and other circumstances that may apply to you. So it's always good to reach out and determine if you're eligible for any of those subsidies. If you happen to be over the age of 65, then this is the annual election period. And a lot of the plans in that market have changed as well. Many have come down to what are called zero premium plans. But those $0 plans mean that you'll pay a deductible and some co-insurance just like you would with a plan you might have had at work. So it's always good to investigate what those changes are.
Let's talk about some of the lingo here, because there are HMOs and PPOs, and they're not exactly the same. What are the differences between the two?
Well, an HMO stands for Health Maintenance Organization, and the other, PPO, is Preferred Provider Organization. And HMOs, I know in the past, have gotten somewhat of a bad rap, but these are actually very good options for people because they're usually less expensive. You pick a primary care provider when you're in one of these networks, and it's more of a closed system of doctors, hospitals, and providers that work together to track your health and make sure you're taken care of. Now, you get some of those same options with the PPO. They're usually a little bit more expensive, but you're offered more options in a PPO, meaning you can go to almost any hospital or doctor in the state or around the country in the Blue Cross Blue Shield network. And so those are the main differences between those. It's important, though, each of those do have what's called a network option, and staying in network will always get you a better discount on the care you're receiving as opposed to going out of network.
Yeah, well, a lot of decisions to be made when deciding your health insurance for the coming year, and now is the time to do that. Deductibles is another thing that really needs to be considered, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of the plans as a result of the Affordable Care Act have a number of things that are covered before deductible, such as your annual physical and other essential health benefits. But the other things that have to be covered in the deductible means that you pay those first few dollars, be it a $500 deductible or $1,000, whatever that is. And once you max out that deductible, once you reach that point, then you go into what's called co-insurance, where there's a shared responsibility for those additional costs. Usually the insurance company then pays 80%, 70%, sometimes up to 90% of those costs until you reach what's called the maximum out-of-pocket, or we have a cute nickname for it called MOOP, maximum out-of-pocket. And it means once you reach that, the insurance company will cover everything in network at 100% after that point.
There's something new in healthcare, too, that I think insurance companies are having to deal with, and that is telehealth. I guess something that people want to make sure is that their plan will cover telehealth visits, right?
That's correct. And most of our plans now do cover telehealth and telehealth visits, not only for urgent care, but also teletherapy and things along those lines. And it's just become very convenient, especially as a result of the pandemic, when many people weren't leaving their homes. Not all doctors' offices were open all the time. And telemedicine, teledoctors can be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's something I've used a number of times. When I was sick and I had COVID earlier this year, I didn't want to get out of bed and get dressed and drive to go see a doctor. I was able to do much of that over the phone through face-to-face on your telephone. And people are used to doing FaceTime and other communication with family members. And it's very similar to that, only this time you're meeting with a doctor and walking through certain health conditions you may have or symptoms you may have. Now, obviously, it doesn't work for everything. There are times, especially in emergency situations, that you should still go see a doctor, or urgent care, or the emergency room. But it can be very convenient and also is less expensive than going to see a doctor in person.
This open enrollment period comes at probably the least convenient time for us to deal with it, because, as you pointed out at the top of our conversation, Rick, this is when people are talking about Christmas shopping and the holidays, but you don't want time to get away from you, because middle of January is when the open enrollment period draws to a close. Anything that you want to make sure people are aware of as they pick up that stack of insurance papers at the corner of their desk?
Yeah, I always look and see what the deadline is. So, for example, if you want coverage through our individual plans starting on January 1st, then that deadline is December 15th. So that's when you need to pick a plan. They've extended open enrollment again this year to January 15th. But if you choose a plan between December 16th and January 15th, then your coverage won't go into effect until February 1st. I know a lot of people, for employer coverage, they might have to have already made that decision, or by December 1st make that decision. And in the senior market, you have to make that decision by December 7th. So it's always important to make sure and hit that deadline, because if not, you may not qualify for coverage. And the last thing you want going into this new year is to not have good health insurance coverage.
Good stuff to keep in mind. Rick, where can we go for more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
Obviously, our website at bcbsm.com from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and you'll see phone numbers on there to talk to one of our health plan advisors, or talk to your insurance agent, someone that specializes in individual health insurance or Medicare insurance, because they're going to be the experts. They're certified to sell these plans, and they can answer all the questions that you may have to ask.
All right, great. A lot of good information. Rick, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port here. And yeah, it's open enrollment time. Time to start asking those big questions and figure out what your health care plan is going to be for 2023. Rick Notter is Vice President of Individual Business at Blue Cross Blue Shield Michigan.